The four major candidates for congressional seats discussed a wide range of issues last night at the University of Alaska Anchorage. One important subject in the minds of candidates and the audience was the recently approved financial bailout. Incumbent Senator Ted Stevens voted for the plan, saying he had heard from Alaskans who were seeing huge losses in their retirement accounts. His opponent, Democrat Mark Begich, said he too would have grudgingly voted for the bill, adding it still needs improvement, but it's better than the blank check the Bush administration originally asked for. Congressman Don Young voted against it. He said it represents another huge debt that future generations of Americans will have to pay for. And Democrat Ethan Berkowitz gave it reluctant support because failure of the world's markets would have had too great an impact on the state through pensions and business investments. The other hot topic of the forum last night was Congress's role in the nation's future energy needs. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Democrats and Republicans look at energy differently, and voters will have to decide which approach will meet the state's future needs. Democratic Senate candidate Mark Begich says there's no one answer to what Alaskans and Americans need. He says it'll take a comprehensive look at oil and gas, and at renewable energy sources, efficiency of design of our equipment, as well as new technology. He said Alaska can be the leader in the field of new energy.
Absolutely, the federal government has a role. It's somewhat amazing to me to see that our delegation has not led the charge over the last 34 years. We would not be in this energy crisis if they saw the future and saw what we need to be doing 20, 30 years ago in developing alternative energy, renewable energy, and long-term domestic production.
While supporting oil and gas expansion, Democratic House candidate Ethan Berkowitz said renewable energy projects offer Alaskans the quickest return on government's investment and would directly benefit our residents.
80 villages could take wind for a total cost of about $150 million. That money would be paid back just in saved diesel in less than 3 years. We have geothermal opportunities that are already working in Chena Hot Springs. Mount Spur across Cook Inlet from Anchorage could generate anywhere from 50 to 150 megawatts of power. That's 10 to 20% of the peak rail belt energy need. Total cost of that is $500 million. We have more tidal capacity in this state than the rest of the country put together. And so we ought to be leading as far as that goes.
The Republican incumbents took a more traditional route to solving energy problems. They called for finding and developing more oil and gas. Senator Stevens said renewable and alternative energy projects cannot be developed unless oil from ANWR helps pay for it. He's been trying to get ANWR open since 1981, while Democrats have stood against it. And he asked Begich what he would do and when he would do it.
Prices in rural Alaska, as you know, are high, as high as $8 a gallon for gasoline. We've got really a struggle for seniors to get the fuel oil in rural Alaska. Tell me this, Mark, when will the climate be right? When will be the climate be right for you to support ANWR? And what are you going to do to change the position of the people that are supporting you from California, New Jersey, and New York?
Begich said he's promised to work to try to get new oil development. ANWR, the Outer Continental Shelf, and the National Petroleum Reserve.
I believe I have the capacity because I don't think people are listening anymore to the debate that Senator Stevens, that you're doing in regards to ANWR. They've tuned you out, to be very frank with you.
Congressman Young also wants to see ANWR open for development. He says he's gotten permission through the House 10 times and once through the Senate before it was vetoed by President Clinton. He says more development of known reserves is essential to the success of any other energy plan.
We are a dependent nation. And if you look at this credit crisis we have today, it's because we didn't produce energy. That's our problem. Energy set this thing off. Housing costs, the lack of productivity, the whole collapse was created because we are now sending approximately $700 billion overseas to countries that are not our friends to buy fossil fuels when we have fossil fuels in this nation.
The Stevens and Begich presentations were videotaped over the weekend and played for the audience. The entire forum will be presented on KTUU television in Anchorage and KTVF in Fairbanks this Sunday night. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.